Now, verse 3, he says here, if so be, and that looks as if there's a doubt. Actually, the word should be translated, since ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious. You see, at the moment of salvation, a child is born with an appetite for the Word of God. Just as a little baby born into this world immediately starts to eat. And you never have to teach them to eat. I remember this little fella, all you had to do was stick that bottle in his mouth, and he knew what to do. I don't remember ever giving him a lecture on how to drink the milk. He seemed to know all about that. And I don't know why today we have to have all of these different programs to try to get a bunch of spiritual babes to get into the Word of God. We need to get into the Word of God, not some program, but just get into the Word of God and to begin to study the Word of God. Now, what then is real separation? Real separation now, and we need to be very careful about this, is separation from the works of the flesh. You see, we think it's separation from the world. Well, we're in the world. You can't help it. I drove evangelists around in Nashville, Tennessee, half of one night trying to find a restaurant that didn't serve beer. He couldn't eat. And finally, we did find one, and he got ptomaine poisoning eating in that place. I wouldn't have eaten in it. And I told him, I said, I think if I were you, after that, I told him, I says, I'd go in a restaurant that serves good food and bad beer and not take the beer. You don't have to have it. You're in the world. But after all, separation doesn't mean that you don't go in a restaurant that doesn't serve liquor. That doesn't mean you're separated. How about malice? Now, how about hypocrisies? How about envy? That's the thing we're to be separated from, and only the Spirit of God working in us. And friends, until you and I are willing to give that up, you and I will never grow as babes. Now he says, to whom coming as unto a living stone. Now, we don't come to a little babe in Bethlehem. We come as little babes to a living stone, disallowed indeed of man, but chosen of God and precious. Now, this is a very wonderful passage of Scripture that we've come to now. The living stone is Christ. And we need to recognize that back yonder in Matthew, when the Lord Jesus Christ said to Simon Peter after his confession, on this rock I will build my church. Simon Peter makes it very clear here that the living stone is not Simon Peter, but the living stone is Christ. And that is the one and the thing that is, by the way, all important. Now, there are two scriptures I'd like to call your attention to in this connection. The first one is found in Matthew 21, verses 42 down to 44. I'm going to read that now. And these are the words of the Lord Jesus. Jesus saith unto them, and he's speaking now to his apostles, did ye never read in the Scriptures, the stone which the builders rejected, the same is become the head of the corner? This is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. Now he's quoting, of course, from the Psalm, when he said that. Now drop down to verse 44. And speaking now of himself, he says there, and whosoever shall fall on this stone shall be broken, but on whomsoever it shall fall, it will grind him to powder. Now today he is that stone, that foundation stone. Paul said, no other foundation can any man lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now you get on that foundation. And when you get on that foundation, that's salvation, my beloved. And if you fall on that stone, you come as a sinner, broken, if you please. Now, if you reject him, you're not through with the stone, because Daniel says there was a stone cut out without hand that's coming to this earth to smite this earth. And that is the stone of judgment. Christ is also the stone of judgment. What a picture that we have here given of the Lord Jesus Christ.